Do you remember a little over a week ago when Honest Tea did that social experiment in the city where it tested the honesty of Philadelphians by seeing who would use the honor system and maybe like put a dollar in the box for a jar of tea or who would just take it without paying? Well, the results are in, and on the phone to tell us how we did is co-founder and CEO of Honest Tea, Seth Goldman. Good morning.
Good morning, Jen. Good to be with you.
You too. We're excited to know.
Yeah.
We have good feelings, don't we, Bill, about how our city did?
We do. I think we fared well, better than most expect.
You're right. Philadelphia actually tied for third place across the whole country.
Yay!
With 97% of the participants put money in the box. And
wow.
The national average was 94%.
Wow. All
above the national average.
Now, who was number one?
Number one this year was Atlanta, Georgia. 100% of people put money in the box.
100.
That's amazing.
Wow.
You know, what's so interesting about this experiment is when I ask people, you know, what your estimate of how many people will be honest, they often say maybe 70% of the people will put money in the box, 80%. And so they see these numbers, you know, 95, 94% or 97% just really is unusual.
Seth Goldman is the co-founder and CEO of Honest Tea. So, Seth, did you break it down by gender? Like, who is more honest?
So, nationally, we see that women average, you know, are more honest than men. But in Philadelphia, it was the opposite. In Philadelphia, 98% of men put money in the box and 96% of women did.
What? I'm shocked.
You guys are going against the trend. We have seen some cases where people put more money in. In Providence, Rhode Island, we had someone who put a $1 million bill in, which was, of course, very generous, although it was a fake.
You did put this money toward charity, correct?
That's right. All the money is going to a national nonprofit called Food Corps, which helps educate children about healthy food.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
You know, we've set up a website, nationalhonestyindex.com, where people can view all the results by city, by gender, by hair color.
Hair color?
Really?
Yeah, we track that too.
Seth Goldman, co-founder and CEO of Honest Tea, thank you for letting us know the results. I think overall we feel really good. Yes, we do.
It did feel good, absolutely.
Especially since the Pope's coming here.
We want to be honest.
Seth, nice talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.